Adventures of Uncle Jimmy, a Warner Brothers radio production starring William Farnham. Original story and direction by Edward Lynn. Life could be more than Rosalind. Her strong young arms that once ached for a child now were filled with the pain of having waited in vain, for death had cheated her of the heritage of motherhood. The heart of Rosalind Stewart that was once brimful with love and life and forgiveness held only bitterness and remorse. That is why she turned her face to the wall when Robert Stewart knelt at her bedside and wanted to say how sorry he was. To Edith, the night nurse, Rosalind said,
Miss Arden.
Yes, Mr. Stewart.
Miss Arden, if it's possible, I'd rather not have Mr. Stewart see me while I'm here in the hospital.
Usually it's too much mother-in-law, but perhaps this case is different. Too much father-in-law, huh?
Oh, I didn't mean Father Stewart. I meant my husband.
Well, just as you say,
but... Oh, I know it must sound terrible to you, but...
Oh, no, no, not at all.
I have my reasons, and... I may tell you someday. You promise that while you're on duty, he won't come in.
I'll do my best. Of course, I'm just on 12-hour duty, Mrs. Stewart.
Now that I'm past the crisis, Dr. North says if one of you girls would like to take 20-hour duty, and I do hope you can.
Well, thanks. That's kind of you. I wouldn't mind for a while.
And when I'm allowed to leave the hospital, I hope you'll be free to come home with me.
Why, Mrs. Stewart, I'd love to. We've all grown so fond of Mrs. Jetson and your mother-in-law, Uncle Jimmy. Thanks.
You're Miss Arden, aren't you?
Yes, I was almost Mrs. Burton. But that was a long time ago, all of 7 years. I decided to bury my troubles in a career, so I enrolled at the training school for nurses.
It happened for the best. It's so much better to have lost someone you love before marriage than after marriage.
During those nights when you were so critically ill, you were delirious.
I suppose I talked all the time about things that were worrying me subconsciously.
I thought then it was just an ordinary delirium. But if all the things that worried you were true, you've gone through something, Laura.
Yes, Miss Arden. I entered this hospital a young woman, hoping that my baby would bring that peace of mind my husband had destroyed. And now I feel like I've lived centuries of...
Heavens. 30 seconds past the time for pulse, temperature, and alcohol rub. After all, we nurses still take orders from doctors and superintendents.
Oh, you're so good to me.
Open wide now. Yeah. And remember, that thermometer isn't a stick of candy. You're getting better all the time. Pulse has stopped intermitting. It's good and full. Good and full. Full just like life. sometimes.
Uncle Jimmy, you and Mom and Dad, all of you, thought I was just goofy when I said that I know in my heart Rosalind was through with me. Now the nurse says I'm not to see the patients. Mrs. Stewart's orders. That's goofy, too, I suppose.
Bobby, that is goofy, as you call it. Good heavens, lad, that girl has been through enough to kill 10 women. I'm positive it will be weeks before she recovers from the shock.
Uncle Jimmy's right, Bobby. You can't expect miracles in a few days. The child's just a few hours past the crisis.
Why, keep your shirt on, son. Nature's still got most of her healing work to do for Rosalind.
All right, you'll see, all of you. You wait. When Rosalind gets home, it's not going to be any different. And if I'm not mistaken, I'm getting a very nifty little snub from Mrs. Jedson.
Look, Bobby, let you and I just take a little trip into the den. I think we can talk this thing out, you know, just as one man to another.
I don't want to talk to anybody about anything. I'm going down to the hospital and tell that nurse...
Well, you'll do nothing of the kind, Bobby. It's just about time that you got a little sense.
I should say so. If I catch you doing one thing to interfere with Rosalind's convalescence, well, big as you are...
Here now, people, come. Let's not let our tempers run away with us. I'm sure Bobby wouldn't ever do anything so foolish as to raise a fuss in the hospital. We'll give the boy credit for having a little common sense.
Well, I wish he'd show us just a little common sense. Common or uncommon, I don't care.
All right, insult me now, all of you. I haven't been through a thing. No, just because I'm not down in bed.
Bobby, I must insist that you stop all this yelling.
Here, Bobby, lad, if you don't want to come in the den with Uncle Jimmy, let's take a walk around the block or run over to a movie, eh?
Daddy, telephone for you.
Is it the hospital, Johnny?
No, Daddy, it's Mr. Brenner. He says it's terrible important.
Johnny, you tell Mr. Brenner that Daddy doesn't want to talk with him. Ex-boss, Johnny. Just tell him for Daddy, please.
I'm sick of the dog. Go in business for yourself, Daddy?
Now, don't ask so many questions. Just deliver Daddy's message.
Okay. Daddy says he's out. Goodbye.
Well, I suppose that's funny. Here you've got old J.D. eating out of your hand. Contrite as they make them.
Oh, I want your job back, Bobby. It's waiting for you anytime.
Well, Arnold, I suppose a truce could be called somewhere along the line. After all, jobs don't grow on trees. And, well, you might be the fair-haired boy after this blow-up.
I guess I'm going to bed. Nothing else for me to do.
But Robert Stewart!
Let him go, Florence. The boy's really caught between two fires, his own conscience and the way Rosalind feels toward him.
Well, I can't say that I blame her very much. Well, one of these days, when the girl gets her strength back, I think Mitzi will be glad to have a little talk with her. I'm not worried about Rosalind.
But I am, Mr. Stewart. You know, I really think that Rosalind Stewart could say no and mean it.
I didn't know there was so many dirty things around the house.
Gee, Mrs. Jedson, all those things you're washing weren't dirty at all.
Johnny, I've been washing at this same tub for 25 years and more. And I think I'm a fair judge as to what is and what ain't dirty.
I'd say I'm into that. Besides, Johnny, when a woman is worried, well, even something that's just a little yellow with age is worthy of being put into the tub.
Yeah, and those things would have wrinkled, too. And those things would have got too much blowing in them. I know.
You know a lot of things, don't you, Master Johnny?
Yep. You just gotta know things around the place where the Stewarts live.
Oh, is that so?
Say, Mrs. Jedson, any cookies left in the jar?
Seems to me I had another sheet. What's that, Johnny? Did you say the cookie jar's empty? Well, there's a piece of loaf cake there. Just help yourself.
Say, don't you think you ought to stop washing a while and do a little baking? Okay, I know you wouldn't say I'm straight, so it's stay on the average.
Oh, dear me, Mrs. Jedson. Johnny Stewart. Well, I say bless Johnny Stewart for helping all of us to see the funny side of life.
I can't get Rosalind out of my mind. Poor little thing. She's just got to start all over again. It's no easy thing for a woman to go to the hospital and just have gone there to have a baby and to come home with her arms empty.
I suppose if I say that time's a great healer, I'll be called Pollyanna. But it's true, and you know it as well as anyone.
Now, this time, Rosalind can take as long as she wants to. Not even know Bobby Stewart's on this same earth with her. Uncle Jimmy, I'm not the kind that's out for vengeance. But there comes a time when being mealy-mouthed... Oh, it ain't no use even talking about
it. No. We can't live the lives of those youngsters for them. The bitter and the sweet is their lot. Bobby is suffering right now for the consequences of his actions.
Yes, and Rosalind's suffering for the consequences of his actions, too.
Mm-hmm. That's because her lot in life became his, and his hers. That's human nature for you all over again. Mitzi, I just don't know what to say to the Stewarts on any of the issues. Now, Florence wants me to persuade Arnold and Bobby to go back into the firm, let bygones be bygones, and pick up, oh, well, not exactly where they left off, but, oh, well, you know.
Oh, yes, I think I do. Uncle Jimmy, I'm going back. That is, they want me, with a raise, too. And I know personally that J.D. Brenner plans to do a great deal more for Arnold than Arnold ever dreamed of. He's mellowed a little.
Yes, if you get hit hard enough by life, you know, right between the eyes like that, bing. Well, it does something to you. The news that Rosalind's baby died and that Rosalind might not pull through herself worked a profound change in the old duffer.
Once I thought J.D.'s heart had turned to stone. Oh, not that he was born with a heart that never had any warmth and tenderness, any compassion. I suppose somewhere, sometime, he too was hurt.
Yes, my dear. We're all of us hurt. That's because we wear our hearts on our sleeves. But if we wear armor, we shut out the sunshine, the gentle rain, the perfume of flowers, light and shade, tones and overtones. Mitzi, when Rosalind is strong enough, I'm afraid you've a mighty big work cut out for you.
The ground on which Rosalind Stewart wants to take Bobby back into her life again is most certainly her own affair. Uncle Jimmy, you know how I feel about it, and you can see I'm not the logical person to talk to her about it.
But you're so unbiased, so fair.
But this time I am biased, Uncle Jimmy. And if I should go to Rosalind, I'm sure I'd say to her, shut the door of your life against Robert Stewart, and keep it locked for good.
It certainly looks like it's not going to be easy for Robert to win back Rosalind's affection. If Mitzi won't say the good word for Robert, who will? And will Rosalind find a real friend in Edith Arden, her nurse?